Jack Flanders. I just imagined myself belching for one reason. I have no idea why. Okay. Jack Flanders and Sir Henry Jowls have set forth in Sir Henry's small sailing craft in search of the source in the mysterious jukebox. To reach the uncharted realm where this strange machine may be found, the two adventurers first had to sail over the desert of burning desires, where infernal moaning ground at their nerves, while hooked forms reached over the side of their craft and groped for pant cuffs, ankles, and knees. We now find Jack and Sir Henry finishing their cup of tea and continuing the battle.
Will this never end?
We'll have to rise above it.
Well, how do we do that? Toss out our food supplies?
I suppose we'll have to.
Oh, no.
What do we eat? We do food, of course.
Okay. Over they go.
Hey, it's working. We're rising.
Undoubtedly.
That was a mean piece of business.
Tarsome, very tarsome. I say, look, look to the north.
What? Wow. Is that the...
Land of the Two-Faced Gods, yes.
Now before them lies a barren land, strewn with boulders. But beyond that, a high mountain range can be seen. And in the growing dusk, the rugged mountains appear deep maroon and dark lavender. But beyond those jagged peaks...
Look, what is that light?
I don't know.
I've never seen a light so pure.
It appears to radiate from beyond the mountain range. Quite startling, I must say.
Wow.
But now we'd best prepare to land.
Land? You mean...
No, not on your Nelly. Best we can do is to clear the tops of the foothills.
Isn't there any other way we can...
We'll maneuver in as far as we dare. Here, you take the rudder.
But
you need the experience, my boy.
But I don't even know what I'm doing.
Come on, look alert now.
All right, I'll steer. I just don't understand what keeps us up.
Neither do I. Whoops! Look out for that one.
Oh, God. Wow.
Jolly good. Oh, now maneuver between those two walls.
Hey, I don't think there's enough...
The sheer walls of rock tower above them as the two adventurers sail deeper and deeper into the mountains.
It's gotten awfully dark. Can you see anything up there?
No, not really.
Well, I'm for landing while we still can.
Yeah, no. There's one more I believe we can clear.
That one? Are you crazy?
Yes, yes. These are up now. Up and over.
But we'll...
We still have the sail. That's most important.
Yeah.
Now, how about a fire?
Out of what? Rocks and boulders?
No, this sandalwood here.
You mean the boat? Hey, don't rip the boards off our boat. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'd like to be able to get back to Inverness. Actually, I do know about you.
Yeah, man.
You have no intention of ever returning to Inverness, do you?
Certainly not.
Oh, no, not the mast, too.
Firewood is there, my boy.
Oh, darn it. I forgot he was the one that bought Inverness in the first place. He's the biggest crackpot of them all. But why destroy the whole boat?
We'll keep the sail.
The only way to return, and he chops it up.
Yeah, man.
Here, take a few swings yourself.
All right.
That's the spirit. Don't forget the rudder. You'll never find another.
Later that evening, sitting around a cheery campfire.
Well, who wants to take the first watch?
We have to watch?
Naturally.
Okay. I'll wake you up when I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
Splendid, old boy. Night-night. Sleep tight. Mind the bugs don't bite.
Good night, Lord Jowls. Well, it sure is quiet. What was that? There's someone there, watching me.
The figure moves closer. Slowly, Jack reaches for one of the oars. The light of the fire reflects off the white gown of the standing figure, Suddenly, the figure moves forward. In a flash, Jack is on his feet. With a quick thump...
Now, wait.
He kneels down, examining the fallen body.
Oh, no. It's the Madonna Vampira. Oh, boy. When she wakes up, is she gonna be in a crabby mood?
Jazz boom.
Yeah, man.
Play me that jazz boom song.
Yowza.